Okay, we're learning Shmaitza now. It's Sunday night, early Yud-Tes Sivan, I believe. And we're going to start again from the beginning of Shmaitza Zion Perek Hey. Kozum b'shulchan aruch b'shasak zeros matirim noshim al pibah lechuvah shemeidem asheru beit sora avol b'shehemiru dosom nikayachaynus, which the Shmaitz is about to say, they're not allowed to do it. Yehari gal yavar. But they do not become posel eidus. Even though they violate the din of Yehari gal yavar, but they do not become posel eidus. That's v'hu mitshuva sarosh. I am shown. Lavit chlosa b'tzul kimen danusim hayu. What he means by chlosa b'tzul is he happens to be talking about a specific case where they had a chance to escape, they had a chance to do tshuva, and they didn't take the chance. And only later they did tshuva. So they could still be meyid when they became kosher again on, they saw the husband die, b'shas gzeiros, even if in the middle they really had a chance. You know, it was a joke, you know, the punchline is, let me just, can't we, I forgot the joke, but the point on this, can't we wait till after Yom Kippur? Like, hello? No, I'm going to catch at 9:30. Yeah, I did not find that, I'm afraid. Okay, I don't know what to say, but I did not find it. So that's what the Rosh is talking about, Lavi Tchlosa B'Tzul. At the beginning, he was kosher. When he was anointed, he was kosher. The Rosh happens to be talking about a case that there was a midpoint when he wasn't really anointed. But he said, "Let me just finish this cheeseburger," you know. So, but now he did shuv and he's saying Eidus on what he saw when he was anointed. Because of Mezak was said, the need because of Rabbi Melo Shalosh Aveir Shalayam Nema Yari Bal Yavu. Timovar Vito Mitzvah Sasei Benek Dashti Umashma Deinu Elo Asei. So, it's not a love, maybe you weren't over the love of Avodah Zorah, you were only over the Asei, but Achati Roy Lios Posel Eidus, Lothari Yaposel Eidus, Bavo gav the Russia le mikri Ella b'over avera sheish by Malkus I Mrs. Besdin. Avol mevatel asay eino Russia lios posel yedus. Einu heicha doisel lahachis dein boi chesha shchimut. Avol kol shayisum mishum chimut afilu boi over avera sheish by Malkus posel lahoyed mishum Russia de chavus. Duchum vur b'chesha mishu simen lamedali. Vachinami Shmaitzer here is saying, really essentially he's saying that we paskin like Abaye in the Gemara, that there's two ways of being posel eidus. One is if you have a Shem Rasha, if you're ever allowed that gives you Malkus or Mises Beisden, the Hulu, or even if you do something more kal, but it's in Momenis, it shows that you're Taiva, or Taiva for Momen, or Taiva for self-gratification, but taiva for pleasure overcomes your inhibitions. Okay? So we don't believe such a person can't be an eid either, because maybe he took money to say eid is plain and pushing. So the Shmaitz is saying,
over one lav, you're not possible eid?
If you're over a lav, you're possible eid. It's
v'hachin.
If you're over a lav, she's eish b'malkus. Let's say you're over a lav, she's eish b'malkus. For example. No, because it's a lot of shame by my, so you don't get malchus.
So in this thing of Yerush Val Yavor, if someone's not passing the test, he only gets the essay of his Vinikashti, he doesn't get the lot of.
That's what he says, but he says, so what? But he violated an Isser, even a small Isser, an essay, because of self-pleasure, self-preservation. But then L'chora, you would also be chayshud him to take money to lie. In other words, what the Shmaitz is asking is that not being oimed in the Nesayan of Yehari Val Yavar which would be the equivalent of a Rosha Dechomos. That's the word. This Rosha, if you're over a lav, so yesh by Malkus, or Mrs. Basin, certainly. And there's something called Rosha Dechomos, which is money, or pleasure, or self gratification. Right? A mumul Teyavon is a Rosha Dechomos. Chomos meaning robbery. Right? So he would do something for money. So the Shmaitz is saying, even if you're in the Oiv of the Asay, but since he violated a Din Torah, rather, if it's an Asay, but he did it for self gratification, for pleasure, to live, okay, that's a biggie, but still, you weren't supposed to do it. So he should be Posel Eidus, even if he's not technically a Rosha of the Lav, even if he's just an Asay. But it's no worse than every time Mammon, right? He did Mammon, so he did the Asay.
Even if he would have got killed, if he didn't...
Yeah, well, he's not supposed to. With the premise is he did something wrong. It's Yehor Gagavah.
He murdered or did a big...
Yeah, whatever. The three Chamuras said the dinner of Yehor Gagavah.
The one thing to live is called Taizah?
What?
He wants to live is called Taizah?
Yeah, it's called, if you did something wrong, it's called that for the purpose of self-gratification... You're willing to violate an Isser. So if someone offers you enough money, maybe you'll testify falsely. That's what the Shmaitzer holds at this point. You're alluding maybe to what the Shmaitzer says later, that there might be a difference. We'll see. So that's his kasha. Why doesn't he become Pasul Eidus? Because of Rosh the Chamos. Why does the Shulchan Aruch describe a person that's supposed to do Yehor Gagavah and he doesn't do it? He can't do it, he can't bring himself to do it. So why does the Shulchan Aruch pass in his Kashal Eidus? He should be puzzled because of Rosh the Chamos. Lachay Nira, says the Shmaitzer, Dikar Atam Dikshayrim is not Mishum the Yitro Tokfo, that he's not called the Rosh of the Chamos either, because by Arayos he's going with the sheet of Ashmina Begemora Perikzeh Vashka Begemora Perikzeh Boirer, and sometimes a person is in the throes and the clutches of the Yetzihara. Normally we say a person has Bechira, and certainly this person has Bechira too, I guess, because or else the Torah couldn't demand of him Yehorik Val Yavar. So Al Korchach is able to choose Yehorik Val Yavar, but he didn't choose Yehorik Val Yavar, but the desire to live is so strong, that's why he's Kashal Eidus. He's called an Onus. He's an honest, even though he wasn't allowed to do what he did. The Torah demands of him to rise above himself and to be Moshe Nefesh. He can't bring himself to do it. So that's why he's not possibly able to say the Shmaitzer. Because the reason Yitzhak talked for that means he can't give it up. He can't. The Gemara says that the Gabi Arayas, according to one Rishon, Gemara is saying if you ball Arayas, you're not Posel Eidus, because Arayas is a tremendous Yetzihara and Yitzro Tokfa. Doesn't mean you don't have Bechira, I guess I'm the smoke, about the Bechira, otherwise the Torah couldn't command you not to do it. From the Yitzro Tokfo, became a coach and Baelish and Nelson, but now from the Yitzro Tokfo. So Nacham. Some interpret that they're Koshala Eidus because they're Koshala Eidus. But the Shmaitzer says that's not true. They should become Posala Eidus because it's Rosh of the Chomos. So his answer is the reason they're Koshala Eidus is not because they're not enough of a Rosh. They are. They're Rosh of the Chomos. But the reason they are Koshal Eidus is because Yitzhak Tokfon. So you can't blame them. So they don't become Koshal Eidus because they got caught up. Just like by Arayas, you have that Mandiyam in the Gemara that even if he was Vaday Boyal and Erba, He's not posel eidus because he got caught up in it. He had a very strong yetzer hara. The ball erba posel. Even if we paskin that Rov Rishonim hold that you are posel if you vadei ba'al erva. He says the principle is still true because you could control yourself. If the threat of losing your life, it's very easy to lose control. I'm going to stop now. I think the reason it's a hard svara is because